I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Yoav Saralbo.
Today on the Travel World Reports, more about Santa Cruz.
A good start to your vacation in Santa Cruz is taking a drive along West Cliff Drive, a popular location for surfers, joggers, and walkers alike because of its picturesque view of the ocean. Once on West Cliff Drive, you'll see a lighthouse. Inside, the Surfing Museum, which reflects the culture, interests, and personality of the landscape. The Santa Cruz Surfing Museum traces over 100 years of local surfing lore. There's old surf memorabilia and equipment dating back to the 1920s. It's really something different to see. Primitive surfboards made out of redwood displayed next to high-tech boards of today. There's even a display of the surfer's number one predator, the shark. There was a board with a sizable bite taken out of it. The Santa Cruz Surfing Museum is well worth the visit, and the admission is free. At the end of West Cliff Drive, you'll find the Seymour Marine Discovery Center, which is part of the University of California in Santa Cruz. You'll know you're there because of the 87-foot blue whale skeleton that greets you in the front door. This is a working research center that focuses on showing the public how scientists study the ocean through exhibits and programs. Here you can touch the live sea coral, hermit's crabs, and more in the lab's creepy crawly ocean creatures touch tank. Admission is $5 for adults, $3 for seniors. They have a super team of volunteers offering guided daily tours. My guide was a marine biology teacher, and he was amazing, fielding questions from students, teachers, and me. Now, all this touring in ocean air will get you very hungry. If you only have 2 days in Santa Cruz, you must go have dinner at the landmark Shadowbrook restaurant on Wharf Road and the Crow's Nest on East Cliff Drive. The Crow's Nest not only has great food, but offers an incredible view of Santa Cruz. This is Yoav Saralbo.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Join us again on another Travel World Report.